It is July 25th. When a half-ton aviation bomb falls near you, it is painful. Even if you are in a bunker capable of withstanding an even more powerful explosion, all the organs in your body start to ache, your ears get blocked, and the ground shakes even several miles away from the epicenter of the explosion. Once you experience the arrival of such a bomb, you are likely to remember it for the rest of your life. These aviation bombs possess an incredibly devastating force. The Russians used these bombs to destroy entire cities. Just one of these bombs is enough to reduce a 10 or even 12-story building to charred debris. Bakhmut and Mariupol were devastated by these bombs. By the way, in Mariupol, the occupiers are now involved in constructing new housing. They are building it on the grounds where the destroyed homes once stood. The ruins are simply buried by bulldozers without any proper dismantling. They bury them along with people who perished during the bombings. Thousands of people are buried haphazardly without graves under the foundations of new buildings. On the bones of Ukrainians who perished in their own apartments, the Russians will build neighborhoods in the city they occupy. Builders know that they are literally mocking the remains of people, and those who buy these apartments are aware that their homes stand on the blood and bones of true inhabitants of the city. However, this does not bother them. They are fine with it. They come, choose apartments, and negotiate prices. It is said that Russian military personnel receive discounts there and eagerly buy homes in a city that they recently destroyed. I can even imagine how last spring the Russian pilot, while dropping a half-ton bomb on a house with people, said to himself, "Great, soon we will build a cottage on the side of the house I destroyed, which I will buy for my wife and children. What a nice place." And when his family comes, and they all rejoice that their dad is such a skillful killer, they congratulate each other on how skillfully he killed the residents of Mariupol, happily embrace each other and go out to walk in the yard, which is also filled with bones, because there was no possibility of burying the dead in cemeteries during the Russian siege, and they were buried on lawns and children's playgrounds. Now on these playgrounds, those who killed the children and their parents in Mariupol play with their own children. The Russians claim that they are building a new Russia on the occupied territories, but the truth is they are literally constructing it on the bones of the people who never wanted or expected any Russia. Our reality now looks more terrifying than the scariest horror. Moreover, in our horror, the main monsters are not aliens, vampires, or demons, but ordinary people from a neighboring country who simply decided to kill us and start a new life right on our bodies.